A leading suspect in the September 11th attacks has been taken into U.S. custody. According to a federal indictment, Ramzi Ben Al-Shibeh funneled money to some of the hijackers last year. Just this week, he was on television boasting about the attack. Now he's in U.S. custody after a shootout in Pakistan. NPR's Steve Inskeep covers national security issues and joins us now. Remind us how he's connected to Mohammed Atta, the lead hijacker.
Jackie, Ben Al-Shibeh is one of several men who lived in Germany, part of the so-called Hamburg cell, which included Mohammed Atta and several of the other hijackers. By all accounts, he wanted to be a hijacker himself. He tried several times to travel to the United States. He was denied a visa several times. He ended up having to stay in Europe, but he made himself useful in other ways, according to federal investigators. He transferred money. There was this bank account in the United Arab Emirates. Tens of thousands of dollars were taken out, shipped to Ben al-Shibeh in Europe, and from there he sent it to a number of the hijackers and also to Zacharias Massawi, who received some of the money. Of course, he's a suspect also as part of this plot.
And not to make too much of the significance of this, but just this week he appeared in a documentary about September 11th that aired on Al Jazeera.
He was on camera. The reporter says Ben al-Shibeh was interviewed some time ago, so we don't know how much of a connection there was. But on camera, he confirmed al-Qaeda's participation in the September 11 attacks. He also talked about how the hijackers spoke in code. He described what September 11 was described as when they were speaking on the telephone to each other. And so he offered some interesting details and spoke very openly about the whole thing.
And by the time this interview was broadcast, he may already have been in custody. Is that right?
It's possible. He was captured in Pakistan, U.S. officials say. We don't really have a lot of details about this, but we do know this, that on Wednesday, Pakistani authorities staged a raid in the massive port city of Karachi, very large, very crowded city. They attacked an apartment there. It was full of suspects. There was a pitched shootout. By the time it was over, according to Pakistani authorities, two suspects were killed, five of them captured, apparently, including this man, and several Pakistani officers dead as well. A very bloody shootout, but in the end, a very valuable suspect captured.
Well, thank you very much, Steve.
You're welcome.
NPR's Steve Inskeep.